owner of a popular liver.
Oh, I used to.
I love this song.
So that song. Yeah, that is a great song. The video is very entertaining as well.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What'd you just take a sip of? Is that vodka? Did you bring vodka?
No, that's a Celsius.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but is there vodka in it? No?
Not yet.
Forget it.
Not yet.
You gotta hit the kitchen. There's plenty in there.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Shall we give me five?
It's songs with where. We've done who and why and what, I believe, and now we're up to where.
Songs with where in the title.
Yes, sir.
We are talking about wild animal encounters in the 4 o'clock hour.
Wild animal
Every time encounters. We do this, we get endless calls. Yeah. It seems like we are under attack at all times.
Especially now, and I can't blame them, you know, especially the sea creatures, because it's hot in the ocean.
Yeah.
And they're pissed.
They don't love it.
They've had it.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
We're going to play one American dollar in a second.
Sweet.
And the KLOS name game.
$1,700 is the total now.
It's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Those guys are basically the KLOS house band.
Yes, they are.
Dirty Honey from SoCal. They're setting up their Can't Find the Brakes tour. And this is kind of cool. They're giving away tickets to that tour. So not only here in Los Angeles, but anywhere that they're going to be playing Dirty Honey. Tomorrow, they're going to be picking some winners. And basically, they're asking you some questions about the video for that song, Won't Take Me Alive. So if you'd like to go see it for free.
Interesting.
They're picking three winners tomorrow. You still have time to get in on the contest. So just stop by their social media, Dirty Honey, and you can see everything that you need to do. Good luck.
Speaking of winning. All right, this might be the dumbest one ever. And okay. It should be super easy, so I'm going to say you need to get 5 out of 6. You can only miss one.
Woo, that's rough, man. Why are you assuming you're just going to hang on to your dollars when it all boils down?
These are the top 10 favorite colors.
Colors? Like in a crayon?
Yes.
You know, people accuse our show of being juvenile, but I think this right here proves that's not the case.
This is a website where people vote. So okay. They go to it and they go, oh, I like this color.
I like that color.
And then they rank them according to how many votes they get.
And if they get it wrong, do they have to fight in a
cage?
They
can't get it wrong.
Oh, I wanted a cage fight.
It's just yours might not be on there.
Oh.
So top 10 favorite colors.
Okay. I guess I'll start with my favorite, red.
Red.
Yeah. Win. Give me my dollar.
Is number 2. 5,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Blue's a neat color. Have you ever seen blue?
Blue.
What do you do if you're colorblind?
Is number 1.
I suppose you just all by hearsay?
Huh? Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com.
Top green. 10 favorite colors.
Green?
Green.
That's my favorite color of drug. Man.
That's 3 out of 3. You got to get 5 out of 6.
I feel like getting a little dangerous. So there's 10 on your list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with a really cool color, the Prince color, purple.
Purple?
I know someone who loves purple. Yeah! I was so afraid there's going to be a buzz.
You have gotten
4 out of 4, baby.
You've also gotten 3, 2, and 1.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because purple was number 3.
Wow, no way.
Yep.
Black.
Black.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
What a bunch
Black
of
is
crap.
On there. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
My
wait,
bad.
That means I win.
That's 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Damn. I am a genius.
You didn't even need 6.
I've been thinking lately that I'm a genius, and this proves it. I can come up with popular colors.
Top 10 favorite colors.
That's kind of sad.
I thought you might run out. I thought you might not guess black. I didn't know.
Yeah. No, the other ones I was kind of thinking and I was waffling on.
All right. So here are the top.
Yeah. What do you got?
The top 10 favorite colors for those of you.
Everyone take
home.
Note of this. It's very important.
Number 10 is silver.
Wow. I would have never
guessed that.
Nope.
Number 9 is white.
Well, okay. I
don't know
white.
That I would have guessed no? that as a favorite color.
It's kind of like guessing vanilla. You know?
Right.
Like as a favorite ice cream.
Right, which is nonsense.
No.
Number 8 is gold.
Gold.
Number 7 is yellow.
Yellow.
What number is 6 yellow. Is orange.
Orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Number 5 is black. Number 4 is green. Number 3 is purple. Number 2 is red. And number 1 is blue.
I really feel like we've learned more about the world around us today.
This is an informational game.
You want to do this right now?
First, people are dumb.
Okay.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling!
Got this story sent to us from several people on Twitter. It's hilarious. Pilot Mike Beaton, sacked by British Airways, and banned from flying after cocaine binge before his flight.
Oh, man, really?
This is a British Airways pilot.
I'm just picturing his hat all askew and his tie all, you know, unloosened
mess,
up. And,
right?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right.
Let's get this going.
All right, let's go flying. Woo!
Apparently, he had a couple of nights off in Johannesburg.
Okay, all right. Is that a party town? I don't even know.
Before this flight back to Heathrow.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a party town.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
How did they get so much accurate information? This is the thing that really bugged me from the beginning about this story, is it sort of came out fully formed. He was snorting cocaine off of a topless woman's breasts.
I think he's like a pilot from the 70s, man.
And I thought, that's a lot of detail.
Yeah.
Usually they just do generalities and they say it was maybe drug-related kind of a thing.
They just laid it all out on the line. Maybe there was video. Maybe there was
video. Apparently
no
he texted his stewardess colleague. Texted her all of this information.
You wouldn't believe what's going on over here, man. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got a British accent. I'm having a really good time down here in Johannesburg.
He described partying with two local men,
Woo!
A female Welsh tourist,
Woo!
And a young Spanish woman. He said the group met at a nightclub, and then they headed back to one of the men's flats.
You guys know I'm a pilot? You got anything to sort off of this broad's...
Never mind. They
brought out the cocaine.
Yeah.
And then they had a debate about whose chest is the best to do a bump off of.
That would be a fun conversation. I would actually like to hear the audio on that.
I've lost my shirt somewhere, and one of the local lads produces a plate with a few lines of coke. He texts her.
He actually said lad in the text. I love
it. So he literally partied, did lines of cocaine off a topless woman's chest. Mm-hmm.
And then he was going to get behind the...
And then he was going to fly back to Heathrow.
We've all seen Airplane. You know how many gears and dials and knobs and switches there are?
It doesn't seem ideal.
No.
So apparently her job, of course, is to turn him in, which she did.
Narc!
They flew him back the next day, and he tested positive for cocaine.
So he got the lion's share off her chest, I guess.
And then they fired him,
and he
can no longer fly. So I don't know what the plan was, but clearly he lost it along the way.
Dude.
Hey, I wonder whose chest would be the best to do lines of cocaine off. Let's check. Everybody take off your shirts.
Well, as soon as it's over, we're going to fly the really friendly skies, man.
150 people on my plane.
Music straight out of Orange County. That is the new thing from Rival Sun, Sweet Life, which is from their, that's actually, they say, their first single from Lightbringer, which is going to be out October 20th. For some reason, a lot of new music coming out October 20th.
Yeah, I love that.
Right about then. And you can listen to all of it and pre-order it and listen to that song again and decide if you want to buy the album. Great artwork on the new Rival Sun's album. Find them on social media and it gives you a link and you can pre-order and listen to the song again and stuff like that. Aisa, that's for you. She loves that song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace.
You see the bear in Mexico City that tried to take the food from the little boy having a birthday party?
No, I haven't seen this.
A mom and a 15-year-old son who has Down syndrome. They were sitting in the park.
Okay. In Mexico.
And they had tacos and enchiladas for a birthday celebration.
Sounds delicious.
And a bear jumped up on the table.
I'll have that.
And started eating all of it.
Ah, bastard bear.
And the mom covered the kid's eyes because he is apparently afraid of all animals.
Understood. Well,
including dogs and cats.
Well, at least this isn't going to make that any worse.
Right.
Holy
no kidding.
Cow.
She said the worst thing was that he might get scared because he absolutely has a fear of all animals.
Sure.
There was a bear.
A bear.
2 feet from him.
Fair to be scared of that.
Eating 100%. All of the food.
That it was for his birthday.
Yes.
You rotten, stinking bear.
Right.
You have some audio or something? You have something to play?
I do have a little bit of a news story. Thank you.
Right, I want to hear this.
A hungry black bear crashing a little boy's birthday picnic in Mexico, devouring a whole bunch of enchiladas and tacos.
Whoa.
Video shows a frightened woman covering the child's face while the bear feasts. When it's done, the bear calmly leaves the picnic table, not paying any attention to the humans who are trying to sit perfectly still.
Oh, my God. So that's what they did?
Yeah.
They just sit
there
and don't move.
They sat there the whole time.
While he just went to town.
Yep. Ate all of their enchiladas and then said, peace out.
I'm afraid this sounds a little familiar to me. I think I've jumped on people's table and just gone nuts and they just stared at me. That sounds really familiar.
We have done this topic before and it's always great because we have so many calls on the topic. But you had a wild animal encounter.
Yeah.
Especially if you live in Southern California.
Sure.
We know there's bears. We know there's mountain lions.
Yep.
We know there are raccoons everywhere.
Yep. We used to have, I lived in the end, of the valley, far into the north end of the valley, the San Fernando Valley. Mm-hmm. And we used to have bobcats hanging out in our back yard on a regular basis. Actually, it was backed up to the middle of nothing. There was nothing behind us. And they were out there all the time, just, you know, kind of cruising around in our backyard.
I mean, let's be honest. It's sort of their territory.
It is. So yeah. They didn't care that we were there.
Occasionally, you're going to have a run-in with them. And that's what we want to talk about. 818-955-KLOS. I had a raccoon sit behind my car before I was going to work one day, and it would not move. And I tried to yell at it, and it wouldn't move. They don't care.
I don't care, dude.
I picked up a 2x4 and threw it at it.
I have an idea. You just stay home today, buddy. I'm staying right here.
Missed.
Go ahead, run me over. Let's
see it. Didn't flinch.
Come on, man.
I was like, what?
I dare you.
How do you not flinch?
Run over me.
Got
dude.
My car and just backed up slowly. I didn't want to run it over.
Sure, of course not.
Just backed up until it moved.
Oh, fine, I'll leave.
Right.
Jerk.
So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number, a wild animal encounter. We were talking about running into wild animals based on a bear that ate a kid's birthday meal.
Now, it didn't even have an invitation. It just came marching in and started eating up everything.
Hey, enchiladas, great.
I'll have that.
So you had a wild animal encounter?
It was a wild raccoon, I guess. So I used to live in the canyon over by the Santa Monica Mountains.
Right.
And middle of the night, I hear crashing around in the kitchen. I think it's my husband being annoying. So I get up and I walk into the kitchen, and right next to the trash can, there's a huge raccoon. And he's just like, you know, chugging it down, everything down in the trash can. So I yell at it, and it just stood up on two legs and gave me the dirtiest look.
Oh, sweet.
Like, you and what army?
Like,
you
know, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? And so I'm like, oh, shit. So I grab a glass of water that I had on the counter, and I, like, flung it at it, and the water hits it, and it just looks at me, and if raccoons could flip you off, it would have.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for the bath, man. That was nice.
It just gave me the dirtiest look, and it sauntered out. Like, you know, I'm not leaving because you told me to. I'm leaving because I want to.
I'm going to leave slowly, though. I'm not going to hurry.
I'll be back, though.
Right. It went really slow, and it just looked at me the whole time like, I dare you.
That's awesome. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Wasn't me. It was my dad when he was working for the railroad had a bunch of bulls get loose in the rail yard.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
And was it his fault?
No. It was. I do remember growing up as a kid that happening. And
were they?
I don't remember if he got hurt or some other person in the yard got hurt.
Were they chasing people around?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
how do you wrangle them?
What chaos.
Yeah.
That had to be great.
I actually had to get wranglers in there to take care of them.
Damn. Wow. You could have charged admission.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Of course.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's me?
Yeah.
That's you.
Sorry, I was on speakerphone.
No worries.
Yeah, when I lived in Riverside, there was a really big raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
I could smell it, and it was out there eating my cat food.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Wow, what did he smell like? I don't know that I've ever smelled a raccoon.
Very, very musky.
Well, musky.
I mean, that's the only raccoon I ever smelled.
I think I've worked with a few people that smell like a raccoon. And did your cat ever see the raccoon stealing his food?
They just pretended it wasn't there. But it got to where I could go out there and sit next to it and drink my morning coffee, and it would calmly eat, or nice. I could have reached out and pet it.
Not a good idea.
No.
No.
But that's cool.
You could be down a finger right now.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a wild encounter. You had an encounter with a wild animal, he tried to say. We are talking about encounters with wild animals. You had one?
I had a run-in with my dog grabbing a possum and ragdolling it.
Oh.
And then my dad went to go look at it, and I told him possums played possum.
Yep.
And he didn't believe it. Poked him with a stick. It flipped over, pissed at him, and I ran faster than what my dad did instead of locked him out of the door.
You don't have to be fastest. You just have to not be slowest.
Exactly. Just faster than the old man.
Was the dog okay?
Oh, the dog is fine.
Dang dog. That's not a toy. Put that down.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
So my husband and I went to Laughlin for our anniversary a few years back.
I've spent way too much time in Laughlin / Bullhead City. I know that area well.
Exactly.
Right?
So we were taking a nice little stroll down the boardwalk area, right outside the, I don't know, Pioneer or Frontier or whatever that is.
Right by the river,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we see this raccoon, and it wasn't any raccoon. this SOB was probably about the size of a four-year-old.
Wow.
Standing on its hind legs, eating a fish like corn on the cob.
With both of its little paws.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it had gone fishing in the Colorado River.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just standing there, just having its dinner, just checking us out. And we're like, oh.
Hey, you guys having any luck in the casinos today?
We kind of started to kind of quick walk past it.
Sure.
And my husband, being the ultimate jokester, says, it's chasing us.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like taking off full sprint, and I'm in heels, I'm in a dress, running like a maniac, and I turn around, and he is laughing his ass off. And to add insult to injury, I was at the point in my life after having two children that I was experiencing random bladder issues.
Excellent.
Oh.
Excellent.
So as I'm sprinting, I lose control.
Sure. Happy anniversary.
I'm like, you son of a bitch, you made me pee my pants.
Is there video? Do we have video? Is there
no,
video that
please.
Exists?
Oh.
Come on. Boo.
I mean, I laughed later. And
sure.
I mean, how did you not laugh?
Right,
that
exactly.
Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you will never live it down.
No.
You'll never live it down. Ever.
Thank you for calling. That's awesome. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
A wild animal encounter. We are talking about wild animal encounters. You have one?
Yeah, I was looking for an old car to buy, an antique, and I was out on the 15 Sierra Avenue in Fontana, and I seen this place, had an old car by a barn. So I went up to the fence and the gate and honked the horn. Nobody came out. So I went in the gate, went to the door, and I heard behind me stomping on the ground and snorting like a bull.
Yeah.
I turned around, and it was a big, huge buffalo.
Oh,
and
my.
It came charging at me.
Oh, my God.
I'm 6 foot tall, and this thing towered over me, and it was charging me like 20, 30 miles an hour. I don't know how fast they run. But I ran, and I leaped over the chain link fence. I didn't even touch it.
Wow. That's crazy.
And in Fontana. Like, you would never think
yeah.
there'd be a buffalo in Fontana.
And what the hell was it doing out there? Did it get lost? Was it from the past?
Yeah,
it was looking for a classic car.
That is outrageous. That's awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thank you. The buffalo was looking for a... antique car.
See, because that's what he was doing. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
Hi. Oh, my God. I got through.
Yes. Wild animal encounters.
Yes. Yes. By the way, I love both of you.
Oh, thank you.
So, I was in Mexico City with my aunt a couple years ago, and they have this park. It's, Chapultepec, and there's squirrels there that are the size of, I don't know, two baby kittens put together, so not a large cat, but they're big.
Right.
And they started following us one day when we were at the park.
That's not good.
And so, no. So we started running away from them, screaming.
Sure.
They were after us. And people were just staring at us from all angles. Like, they were just wondering what the hell we were up to.
They probably couldn't actually see them, right? Very well, because were they on the ground or whatever?
I don't know.
They just thought you were crazy.
So, yeah, I think they thought we were crazy.
That's awesome.
We went back the next day, and the squirrels are tamed. People were feeding them. So chances are the squirrels were, like, wanting to be fed from us. And we
right.
were screaming, like,
sure.
the tourists. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
they just needed a hit of sugar. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. That's classic. I love it.
Thank you for calling. We
yeah,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh,
right on.
Bye.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
So when I was a kid, you know those Canadian geese? They're real, real nasty, real mean.
Big.
Well, we were in Boise, Idaho, and
Utah.
We were with a friend of mine, and they're all over the place up there.
Right.
And I didn't realize how nasty they were until one of them broke my friend's leg.
What? So, how does it break his leg?
Hand to God, guys.
How?
And so it charged at him with its wings out. And mind you, we are kids at the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 8, he's 7. It charged him. And it had its wings open, and it just kind of smacked him right in the shin with his knee.
Damn.
Wait.
Right.
And I had no idea they hit that hard.
Wow.
Until They broke his leg.
Holy cow.
And now, fast forward about almost 20 years, I actually end up at college at Boise State University.
Right.
So I end up back out there. And I met this girl, and her mom was an ICU, an emergency room nurse, and told me that, yeah, it's actually super common for them to break the legs of children if they hit them.
Dang, wow.
What is happening in Idaho?
That's a million-dollar question. There's a lot going on. But,
sensible violence.
To this day, I'm a 36-year-old man with boxing experience and wrestling, combat sports. That's the one thing I will not mess with.
Well, you've learned your lesson. That's good. I think you had the best one. The only
it's
one
all
that was
fun
actually
and games until they break your shin.
Yeah, exactly. The only actual broken bone from an animal. Thank you for calling.
Give me five.
He's needy.
Every day this time.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Today is the password is where.
Yeah, the secret password is where.
Songs with where in the title.
So if you can think of any, 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
That is a weird song to be hearing in my headphones.
Yes, it is.
I haven't heard this in centuries, but you said on Twitter, like three people right away asked for this, huh?
Immediately, yes.
Wow.
We're doing Give Me Five Songs with Where in the title.
That's the first song that MTV2 ever played, the first video. Where it's at.
Not interesting.
How dare you, sir? I was employed by them and proud to be.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Give me five songs with where in the title. And that was for Russ Bain, who said, "Where's the beef?" by the Wendy's commercial.
God, remember how everybody said that all the time. I think I had a button that said, "Where's the beef?" That is brilliant. Thank you for suggesting that. Wherever I may roam, Sean MF on Twitter, who says he's now in North Texas via OC, asked for this one. Good suggestion, sir.
Hey, where's the beef?
KLOS, hello. It's Gimme Five.
Songs with where in the title. What do you got?
I might be cheating on this one a little bit, but I'm going to throw out Warren Zevon and Where Wolves Have Lunch.
That is cheating, and I heartily approve cheating.
I like the creativity of it.
Who are you? Who are you, you cheater?
This is Alan from Anaheim.
Give me five songs with where in the title, also for Kirk on Twitter.
That's right. Kirk, I bet, can tell you, too. I have this weird habit of assigning 80s movies to people every week. And this week, American Werewolf in London is the Remember that movie?
I do, yeah.
I love that one. It's either that or Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Is what? What is
your choice of 80s movies you have to watch this week. Some people.
I think you're getting confused.
No. But have you seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I have, yes.
Woo! I was thinking they should turn that into a musical. That would be horrifying. So Power Trip this weekend. JD's going to have a bunch of shots for you. We will as well on Friday at 9 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. tomorrow. Shot to win 3-day passes to Power Trip. And that's all 3 days out at Empire Polo Club. And on Saturday and Sunday between noon and 6, our pal JD will have it. Then we'll be broadcasting live, actually, out there.
That is next weekend. So
isn't that
Friday.
Unbelievable?
Yes, that's crazy. A week from tomorrow.
So KLOS will be out there broadcasting live. And if you're in the area, check out the Miracle Mile RV show, October 6th to the 15th, where the 10 and the 215 meet in Colton.
Hey, where's the beat?
It's almost October.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
For some fans, like myself, that means hockey's coming back. For
sure.
Baseball fans, that means playoff time.
Right.
And the Philadelphia Phillies are apparently going to the playoffs, or they're a wild card or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their fans decided to bring an emotional support animal.
Oh, okay. You mean do a game? Sure.
You train a dog. I think they're trained cats.
Probably.
I'm not positive. Yeah. Emotional support animals.
Yeah.
Here's the report.
Hey, Matt and Tam, good morning. We know this could be a wild time. The playoffs is exciting for fans. You know, the tickets are already sold out for the wild card games next week. And fans are already, even before that happens, bringing in unusual guests. Take a look here. A guest you would expect to see in Florida, but right here in Philly, Wally the Alligator.
What? What did he say?
Alligator.
He said an emotional support alligator.
I have to rewind that. He even had named it?
In Philly, Wally the Alligator.
Alligator.
Wally.
What?
His owner is going viral after trying to bring the alligator into the game last night.
Bring a what?
Alligator.
Its owner says Wally is an emotional support alligator.
Emotional support alligator!
You shut up, Wally.
So, like, when he gets upset at someone near him, he just sicks Wally the alligator?
It helps with his depression, he says.
Alligator.
Pets are allowed into some games at the stadium, but Wally was, of course, not.
Oh.
His owner says they were invited and plans to reschedule.
Oh.
This, apparently, the pet shares a bed with the man.
Does he have all his teeth?
And often gives people, including small children, hugs.
That is not a hug. That is biting a limb off.
Does he know that it's an
alligator?
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Yes!
By naming five of the top 10 colors.
This was probably the most difficult quiz I've ever had in my life.
Well, I don't know. You went 5 for 5, so top colors.
Yeah, what a buck.
In People Are Dumb, an airline pilot for British Airways ordered cocaine off the breasts of a woman he met overnight and then tried to fly the plane full of passengers.
And weirdly, got fired.
What?
That's weird.
And a Pittsburgh Pirates fan tried to bring his emotional support
alligator
to a baseball game. And they said no thanks.
They didn't let in the alligator?
Alligator.
That's messed up, man. All right, I'm off to pet my alligator.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin. It's a party. It's a party. Friday, November 10th, Hard Rock Cafe on Hollywood Boulevard. Are you still blocked from there, a band from there?
I am not.
Oh, anymore. Well, nice. Very good.
I'm good.
Going to have a band show up to celebrate their 11 years at KLOS, Heidi and Frank. And the birthday party is something you have to win your way into. So be listening to them again tomorrow morning. Every single morning, they've got shots at tickets to the show. Heidi and Frank's birthday bash. It's powered by tax relief advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialist, and the accident attorneys at SweetJames.com. So you're saying I think you would be able to guess this one, Kevin?
Guess we
the little contest we're doing?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think I would get this one.
I think I would have a shot at it.
All of these have been really hard for me for some reason this time with the name game. It's up to $1,700. Sometime between now and 4, we're going to tell you to call and play along with us.
We're ready to give it away.
Yeah, I mean, just take the money. We need this $1,700 to leave the building ASAP.
It is the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and good luck.
Hey, this is Rich. What's going on?
Rich, you are caller 25.
We're trying to give away money.
All right, let's do it.
KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And not a condom. And the last couple of guesses were maple syrup and aioli. That's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So, Rich, what do you think it is?
For $1,700.
Let's go with relish.
Relish.
You're saying relish.
Yeah.
Kevin, is that correct or is that incorrect or
relish?
Yeah, take a look on the big machine there, the big board.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
It's not correct.
A fantastic guess, though, man.
Just think of all the condoms you could have bought with $1,700. next hour, we're going to bump it up another $100.
$1,800.
Hey, you know what? Let's do that contest right now. You know that contest we've been
doing? No, I don't.
Yeah, I think that whole, name
right,
game
the
thing?
Name game.
Yeah. If you be caller 25 right this second, 818-955-KLOS, you can play for a grand total of
$1,800.
Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. That.
What is your name?
Chief.
Your name is Chief?
Yes, Steve. That's Steve.
Oh, man, I heard Chief as well, and that's who I used to buy drugs from. And
that was Bean's
never
dad.
Mind. Yeah, never
that was
mind.
My former partner's dad.
Really?
All right, Steve, you're caller 25.
All right.
Calm down, Chief.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of and even eaten before.
And the last couple of guesses were from Rich, who said relish, and Binky, apparently. Binky, what the hell? Who said maple syrup. Those were wrong. So, Steve, what do you think it is for $1,800?
I haven't been listening every day, but I'm just going to go. I'm going to say horseradish.
Horseradish. We had that yesterday.
Horseradish.
Is it? No, it's not. Arby's is very upset about that.
I like that you at least went a little weird, though.
Yeah.
You didn't say relish like the last hour.
That's what happens when you don't listen every minute.
Exactly. See? Heidi and Frank says you have to listen to the whole show.
Thanks anyway.
Right on. Thanks for playing that. Next hour.
Before 6.
$1,900. Be ready with a guess. Have a guess in mind. Think of something now for the name game. Sometime between now and 6, we're going to ask you to call.
It does seem like ridiculous advice, and yet
we've had a couple people call and go, you know what? I don't have a guess.
Oh, I'm caller 25. I guess I'll just let that money go.
It's so weird.
$1,900 on the line sometime between now and 6.
It's up to $1,900.
Yeah, man.
818-955-KLOS. If you want to play the name game, we'll take caller 25 right now. Good luck.
Alligator.
The name game.
Who is this?
Noah,
you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And the last couple of guesses, Noah, were from Steve, who said horseradish, and right before that, Rich, who said relish. Noah, those are wrong, man. And they've already been guessed, man. So what do you got for us?
All right, I'm going to go with... Let's say ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
Nothing better to dip your French fries in than ranch dressing. But is it on the big board, Kevin?
Ah. It is not.
All right.
I'm sorry. Thank you for trying.
Noah.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Okay, you too.
Keep listening for your chance to play.
Yeah, next time it'll be worth $2,000. Talking about a Led Zeppelin song the other day, and I meant to say 1969, and for some reason my brain said 1979.
That
really
works
irritated
that
the hell out of me. That one there is from 1968, okay?
Why are you yelling at us? You're the one that got it wrong.
After stealing a police officer's umbrella and hat, Jim Morrison was arrested on this day in rock in 1963 and charged with petty larceny, resisting arrest, public drunkenness, and disturbing la peace. David Bowie's wildly popular and unique Ziggy Stardust sold out Carnegie Hall on this day in rock 1972.